Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a couple of days off, win over Pittsburgh. Had him being kind of funny.
Did he sound refreshed?
He did, actually, don't you think?
No, not really.
David, the joke is always open. Just ask him.
That was a good line.
It was a good line, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'll give him credit for that one.
I thought that was, are you trying to get me to say altitude? That was a good line.
All right.
He was rolling. I liked it. No?
It was all right.
Dan? Okay. Come on, Dan.
You awake yet?
Come on,
hey.
Baby. Come on, Dan.
We're real impressed with how Bo Nix has been able to conquer the various circumstances that have taken place in Denver and how Coach Payton has really put him in those positions to succeed. We see how they've been activated with Bo Nix and how that team has been able to elevate their game around them, and we think we'll match up quite well with them in the coming days onto a Monday night.
Okay.
Followed by a Sunday or no?
Okay.
We'll see. The schedule's very fluid. We'll play when we're told, Andy.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Scott Petrak's going to join us at noon. Mike is in Shaker. Mike, what do you think of Kevin Stefanski?
Hey, Mike.
Sounded refreshed to me.
It's the same old, man. Same old Kevin Stefanski.
I don't like that. Continuity, consistency.
Nah, he needs to take a page out of some other coach's book, man, when it comes to replying to the reporters, bro. He's not making us feel any better as fans to listen to him just defer. And that brings me to my point, man, like with these quarterbacks. I mean, the only thing that I can think of right now, hopefully Andrew Berry don't screw up these picks. But at this point, you only got two options. I think we should get Travis Hunter if he's available. I'm thinking we might get the top 3-4 picks. I don't know if he's going to be there or not. But going forward, I think we should either keep Winston, sign him for 2 years because we messed up with Flacco. We let him go, okay? It bit us in the butt. We keep doing stuff that bites us in the butt. Why do you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again trying to get the same result? It's not going to work, right? So we get Travis Hunter and we keep Winston, he's an okay quarterback, but he has that drive. He has that team capability to where he can bring the team together. And you see how he wants to play and like how good he is. When people back him, you get what I'm saying? The right people. And we go through with that, or we go get Daniel Jones, have him compete with Deshaun Watson. Daniel Jones.
Jones.
Yeah. I know. But listen here. if Kevin Stefanski is that quarterback whisperer and they don't want to fire him, okay, well, he then took three other quarterbacks who we said the same thing. And he turned them into playoff quarterbacks.
Mike, let me throw this one at you, though. You tell me, and I don't know the answer. Do you think Daniel Jones would think, you know what, I want to go to Cleveland and compete with Deshaun Watson and perhaps end up sitting behind Deshaun Watson? That's what I wonder. I think he would be a guy, if you were listening earlier, who would be on my list of those three or four guys that try selling that to these guys. Now, one or two of them is going to end up needing a job, so maybe.
Yeah.
But still.
You know, Daniel Jones, listen here. You just got benched and let go from the Patriots. That's not a good look on your resume.
So Giants.
What teams are really going to look at you and like, hey, you can be our next big thing, other than someone who already has a big thing or once was a big thing, and put some fire up under that quarterback's butt?
I mean, how about this, Mike? He's going to clear waivers, I think, at 4 o'clock today, because nobody's going to pick up the contract because there's like a $23 million injury guarantee for next year on that deal. So nobody's going to pick up that contract. And then he's going to clear waivers. The thought is he's going to sign quickly. He'll be on a team tomorrow. A team. I wouldn't be surprised if he wants to apparently go to a contender. Well, good luck, don't we all? Raiders suddenly need a quarterback. Gardner Minshew's out for the year with a broken collarbone. I could see the Raiders signing him and him becoming the new starting quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Well, then the best bet going forward is Winston. I mean, you got to go with Winston and then go on a draft, get Travis Hunter, or get a quarterback that's there, like Cam Ward or something like that, if he's there.
All right, Mike, thank you very much.
The report is that 10 teams have reached out to him.
Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Andy, the guy's 6'5", about 240, and actually, if he had played in Carolina instead of New York, wouldn't have the god-awful reputation that he has as a player. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I wouldn't mind Daniel Jones coming in here and being your quarterback as you looked for a quarterback. I could live with it. I think he'd be better off than Deshaun Watson.
Out of my face.
Abner, quit yelling. Now talk to us.
I'm sorry. My dog was breathing in my face.
Oh, no.
Excuse me. All right.
That could be bad.
Dog was. Yeah.
I took him to get a puppy. But regardless, guys, listen. I love Browns. I'm a Browns fan. One of the loyalists that I know and people know.
Sure.
But I don't understand why we're winning games. We need to get a high-value, high draft pick. We're going lower and lower and lower and lower down the ladder. I don't understand it. The season's over. Enough beating the rival teams or this and that. Who cares? Let's get a great draft pick. Now, I'm not a fan of any other quarterback, but you know who I'm a fan of? His last name starts with Manning, or is Manning. And it's Arch Manning. Let's tank the season already. Stop winning.
He might not be. I doubt that he's coming out, Abner.
Well, I don't see why not, man.
Well, he's barely played in college.
And he's probably, what's he making NIL? I'm sure
$7 million.
Yeah. Hang on, let me see. Now you got me wondering.
He's making $7 million. Abner, take care of that Rottweiler. Don't let him breathe in your face. That could be ugly. You know, that Albert, and we're going to ask Petrak about this when Scott joins us at noon.
His NIL valuation, $3.1 million.
Yeah, see, that's pretty good.
He's also only 2 years removed from high school, so he can't come out.
So he's not coming out. The Breer report about bringing in competition for Deshaun, it just screams to me like, oh, no, don't make that mistake. I understand Deshaun's here. I understand he's under contract. I checked out, and I'm not sure if I'm right on this. I checked out the Kirk Cousins thought, you know, that I threw out. Atlanta, maybe there's something there because they have Michael Penix, who's going to be their quarterback in the future, sitting there. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the Falcons, from what I was able to find, can get out of Kirk Cousins' contract after next season.
Oh, so why would they make a trade?
Correct.
Yeah.
They're on the hook for one more year of Kirk Cousins. And Kirk, you know, Kirk's playing just fine. But they're on the hook for one more year, then can bail. As opposed to the Browns being on the hook for two more years of Deshaun Watson. So I would think the only way that they would bail on Kirk to bring in Deshaun is if the Browns attached players or first-round picks to it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And, you know, it's traded Deshaun and a first and everything else. I just don't see that happening. So the Kirk Cousins notion I had, deeper thinkers than I would have to figure that out.
Just in case you're keeping score at home, the Browns, if the draft was today, they would have the 8th pick. They have the worst pick of all the 3-win teams. So New England 4, Carolina 5, Tennessee 6, Jets 7, Browns 8.
George is in Willoughby. George.
Hey, George.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good,
Jeff,
good.
I think maybe you've been losing your mind a little bit, because if they have an open competition for quarterback, Deshaun Watson will be lucky if he's the third string quarterback, especially if Daniel Jones is in the room.
It's not the competition as much, George. It's this. Sell that to a free agent. Hey, you're coming in to compete with Deshaun Watson. And if you're a free agent that you think you're pretty good and you're going to go be a starter somewhere, why would you even take that chance?
Well, from what, the first 7 games or the whole his playing career here in Cleveland, I just don't think he has it anymore. He really doesn't. So,
George, I agree with you. I don't want him to be the starting quarterback here next year. But if the narrative is truly you're coming in to compete, you're going to limit your possibilities of getting a guy who can come in here and really help you, I think.
Oh, you are. But the other thing is this, the unspoken truth about the whole matter is that Deshaun Watson has sucked the life out of this team when he's out there on the field.
Not going to argue with you.
I know. Is it unspoken? You just said it.
You just spoke
yes.
it, George.
Yes, you spoke it into
you
reality.
You spoke it so it bees. It's there.
It bees, yes.
It bees.
It stings.
George, thank you very much. I just think that narrative will limit your possibilities.
I will say what I've been saying, and I'll say it till next season starts, that the decision to have your starting quarterback is going to be based on finances, not on ability. Just eat it. It's where we're at. It's just where we're at right now. And you're going to have to sit here for at least another year, and then we'll see what they do after that. But you are... If Deshaun is healthy to play, they are going to give him. I can't see them not giving him another chance.
You want to go down this road again?
I just don't see it. I mean, we're sitting here talking about all these other quarterbacks, right? And he just called him the third string quarterback for next year. Probably by talent wise, that's a real possibility. But it's just. I mean, it makes this season longer. It's going to make next season longer. I don't see another path.
I don't see that as a viable option. Try selling that to your fan base.
Cash or talent?
What's more important? Try selling Deshaun as your starting quarterback to your fan base next year. That's why Breer's report scares me, and the names that I threw out scare me. There are only about two or three guys on that list that I would think, yep, let's go. And they might not be available. Maybe Minnesota brings back Darnold. Maybe Pittsburgh brings back Russell Wilson. Those two guys would intrigue me to come in here and be your quarterback. Everybody else on the list, I think, ew, boy. Keep your fingers crossed and see what happens.